वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 16 कृष्ण टीजेस रुक्मिणी टेक्स्ट नंबर 46। अस्तौ अम्बुजाक्ष ममते चरणारुराग आत्मन रतस्य मयि चानाति त्रित्तदेष्टः दृष्टः अर्हि अस्य वृद्ध्या उपात रजो इति मात्रो माम इक्षसे तदुत्थानः परमानुकंपा अस्तौ अम्बुजाक्ष ममते चरणानुराग आत्मन रतस्य मयि चानतिरिक्त दृष्टेः अर्हि अस्यर्विधय उत्पात रजोति मात्र मामिक्षसे तदुनः परमानुकंपा Mataji's. Okay. Astu, may there be. Ambujaksha, O Lotus Eyed One. Mama, my. Te, your. Charana, for the feet. Anuragaha, steady attraction. Atman, in yourself. Ratasya, who take your pleasure. Mai, toward me. Cha, and anatiritta, not much. Dristehe, whose glance. Yarhi, when. Asya, this universe. Vriddhaye, for the increase. For the increase. Upata, assuming. Rajaha, of the mode of passion. Atimatraha, an abundance. Mam, at me. Ikshase, you look. Tat, that. Uha, indeed. Naha, for us. Parama, the greatest. Anukampa, so of mercy. Translation. O Lotus Eyed One, though you are satisfied within yourself and thus rarely turn your attention toward me, please bless me with steady love for your feet. It is when you assume a predominance of passion in order to manifest the universe that you glance upon me, showing me what is indeed your greatest mercy. Purport. In the text 20 of this chapter, Lord Krishna stated, always satisfied within ourselves, we care nothing for wives, children and wealth. Here, Rukmini Devi humbly replies, yes, you take pleasure within yourself and therefore rarely look at me. In this regard, Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur Pad points out that Lord Krishna had already declared his love for Rukmini, भागवतम कैंटो 10 53 चैप्टर सेकंड वर्स तथा हम अपि तच्चितो निद्राम चनलभे नीसी. आई एम ऑल्सो थिंकिंग अबाउट हर सो मच सो दैट आई कैनॉट स्लीप एट नाइट. लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज सेटिस्फाइड विद इन हिमसेल्फ एंड इफ वी रिमेंबर दैट श्रीमती रुक्मिणी देवी इज हिज इंटरनल पोटेंसी वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट हिज लविंग अफेयर्स विथ हर आर एक्सप्रेशंस ऑफ हिज प्योर स्पिरिचुअल हैप्पीनेस. हियर हाउएवर क्वीन रुक्मिणी हम्बली आइडेंटिफाइज हर सेल्फ विद द लॉर्ड्स एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी विच इज हर एक्सपेंशन. देयरफॉर शी सेज though you do not often look at me, when you are ready to manifest the material universe and thus begin to work through the material quality of passion, which is your potency, you glance at me. In this way, you show me your greatest mercy. Thus, Acharya Vishwanath explains that Goddess Rukmini's statement can be understood in two ways. And of course, the Vaishnavas, after thoroughly understanding the philosophy of Krishna from the bona fide acharyas, simply release these loving affairs between the Lord and His exalted devotees. Hare Krishna. So, seeking blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas, I will attempt to speak something. This is a very high topic to discuss. Dear Krishna is personal life basically, in one sense. But then the Sukadeva Goswami and all the acharyas, they discuss these pastimes to increase our attachment to Krishna by seeing his dealing with Mother Rukmini. In this particular verse, actually all these verses, Mother Rukmini is revealing who Krishna is actually. That how he is not an ordinary person of this mundane world, but how he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because when we hear such kind of narration pastimes, we may mistake and try to see, you know, the dealings people do in this world in terms of what Krishna is doing. And that's one of the illusion that people go through. For example, very nicely she describes, like Krishna says that I don't have any money. He says, I'm niskinchana. Why you married me? I mean, you know, person without any money. Then Rukmini, she is saying that kinchana means very less, small quantity, kinchana. So niskinchana means you don't have wealth in small, you have in very large quantity, in full. So like that, you are full of all six opulences. So Krishna tried to play very normal person with kind of teasing, saying how he is low and this and that. But Mother Rukmini is revealing how great Krishna is. And here, in this particular verse, we see that she is kind of concluding actually. This is the last three verses that she speaks. This is actually the conclusion. Where she is praying, she is pleading that please bless me with steady love for your feet. Now, this is a very important prayer for all of us. because people in this world, they pass through various ups and downs in life. So steadiness is required. Please bless me with steady love for your feet. Although you appear to not look at us, you know, it appears that sees, Krishna is saying, I am satisfied within myself and I don't look at you, saying to Rukmini, who's so close to Krishna, what to speak of us, you are so far. And to Rukmini, he is saying that I am indifferent, I don't look at you, I am satisfied within. And she is praying that bless me with steady love for your lotus feet. Then how much more we have to offer this prayer. But then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad, very compassionately explains that it's not true that Krishna doesn't pay attention. In fact, he is taking out that verse which says how Krishna is constantly thinking about Ramada Rukmini. Similarly, we also hear that how Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita that I am actually the true friend of all living entities. Right? The Sruhuda Sarva Bhutana, that I am actually the most intimate friend of all living entities. So it's not that he doesn't pay attention to us, but then he is also satisfied within, that is also a fact. And very nice purport actually, where Vishnu Chakravarti says that because Krishna is constantly taking pleasure within, and because within he is also thinking about Mother Rukmini constantly, that he cannot even sleep in the night. That's his statement. So that means Mother Rukmini is the eternal potency. She is the internal potency. And Krishna is releasing within thoughts about Mother Rukmini. So, if you see in this world, there are the potency is broadly divided in three categories of the Lord. One is internal, antaranga sakti, then external, that is bahiranga sakti, and the marginal, in between. I was reading some quotes by Sripad Madhavacharya, explanations. And he very nicely explains that of the three things, that living entities, Supreme Lord, and material energy, matter, Lord Shri Krishna is always blissful and happy. He is always ever blissful, always smiling, playing his flute. Never in stress. It's always happy. And the matter is lifeless and inert. So, because it is lifeless and inert, therefore matter can never experience misery. Okay. Krishna always blissful. Matter is inert. So neither Krishna nor matter will ever experience miseries. Who experiences miseries? All of us. We are like caught up. And matter is eternal. Lord Krishna is always Supreme Lord, eternal. And living entity is also eternal. But because we travel in cycle of birth and death, again and again and again, therefore we experience miseries. And then how we end up in this situation, that is the question that people always, it keeps hunting people, even devotees, that why we are put into this state of repeated cycle of birth and death, constantly seeking to be the Lord. You know, after millions of births, we are just going around and around to become perfect. to become perfectly happy here. But because the matter in itself is inert and cannot give that pleasure, so we don't get it. The happiness is actually in relationship with Krishna. And then birth of death cycle actually ends there, entering that family. But somehow we try to get that happiness in this external potency, which is inert in nature, by nature. So the question comes then, why we are here? Even after understanding this, why we choose to still be here? Why we cannot actually offer Krishna all our obeisances? Actually, why you can't surrender to Him and go back with Him? Even after understanding. So this is something that the rebel within the heart of a conditioned soul is that, okay, I'm trying to be happy here, but I'm not able to happy. Now I know Krishna is supreme, but why should I surrender? So this rebel is there. But then if we examine, Krishna actually says, in Bhagavad Gita and many places, like here also, Mother Rukmini is saying that you cast your glance and impregnate all the living entities, all the Prakriti, like she is our actually mother. Her expansion is actually Bhudevi. And in her womb, Krishna casts all the living entities, all of us. And she, Mother Earth, is giving us her body, our senses, our mind, intelligence, everything she is offering. In her womb we develop this body. So she is our eternal mother. She is taking care in all respect. But it is Krishna who put us into this material nature. So then we ask now, why He put us here? We never try to find out that we might desire it. We might have desired it to come. Then we say, why should we desire? We are happy with Krishna in the spiritual world. Right? That question also haunts. But why? Why He put us here? Why could we desire? Why should we desire? What was the need? And by nature, the spirit soul is all-knowing and all-blissful. So at that point, we knew probably what matter is. Then why He put us here? And we are not able to admit that we could have desired it. It's difficult to understand, difficult to accept. But then Lord Shri Krishna explains that we are here in this material world trying to enjoy, and these modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, tama, which is controlling, these modes are practically moving us. Whatever we do, whatever we think, the modes are compelling, pushing us in different direction, different way. And he is saying that a living entity, a conditioned living entity, can never overpower these modes, because these are Krishna's potency. External energy is Krishna's energy. We cannot fight with Krishna's energy. We'll be defeated. And we get defeated badly. So, but then Krishna says, if you take my shelter, lotus feet, if you accept shelter of my lotus feet, if you surrender, then you can overcome and you can actually come to me. So, Lord Sri Krishna is telling us that if we desire to accept, if we desire to get out, then we can get out. That's a very simple thing. If we just desire to get out, then we can get out. That means He is willing to help us come out, provided we desire. So if a person who is willing to help us to come out, Is it true that he is the one who pushed us here? How can it be? If he is willing to help us to come out, why should he push us here? That means we must have desired. And this desire is so strong, it is still there in us. These desires are still in us. It's not that after coming in contact with material nature, we develop the desire. So all one has to do, a living entity, if one wants to come out of the miseries, is actually take shelter of Krishna's lotus foot, and he is going to help. And that is the promise. And the Lord Krishna says actually many, many saintly persons in previous time who have taken shelter of me actually overcome cycle of birth and death. Many, many people. So taking that as a so Krishna is inspiring that people like you and me, like he's speaking to Arjuna, but through Arjuna he's speaking to all of us to take shelter. And he's really going to help us to come out. So what stops us from taking shelter is our false ego, basically. Our pride in our own strength. Because surrender is requires a lot of humility. Because without humility we cannot surrender. And what blocks humility is our pride in our own strength and own abilities, own desires, own aspirations. These things are blocking. So therefore, unless one become humble, understand the precarious situation, one cannot truly take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So hear this prayer, please bless me with steady love for your feet, is something that you have to seek. So to develop that humility, that knowledge to surrender, requires a lot of blessings. Blessings of devotees, blessings of Guru, and Lord Krishna's, his blessings. So because this false ego is something that really doesn't allow. And in this pastime itself we see that how there is no false ego in this relationship of Lord Sri Krishna and Mother Rukmini. There is no ego. Because Krishna is trying to tease, like I think Akanchan Krishna Prabhu spoke it very nicely. He was saying Krishna is teasing Mother Rukmini not at her cost, but at his own cost. He's saying, I am low, like I am this. I don't have money, I don't have a kingdom. I ran away from the kings in the battlefield. So he is saying all bad things about himself and teasing. And then he says something very harsh in the sense that you should marry somebody else. You go away from me. So when he says like this, then you know Mother Rukmini instead of getting angry, she faints. When she faints, then Krishna he becomes bewildered in this sense because he wanted something and something else happened. He wanted her to be angry, but she fainted. So that was also Akanchan Krishna was saying how in a relationship things may go in a way that you might not expect. People are not machines. So here what is happening, she is fainting, then Krishna then brings her back to a proper state by his loving gestures. So but then Mother Rukmini is trying to glorify Krishna instead of getting angry. So she is seeing the when Krishna actually explained that he was joking and all, she could understand, and she could see the intent of Krishna in that whole kind of fight between, you know, Krishna and Rukmini. Scene world will be tense and there was a lot of kind of stress in that situation. But she understood that Krishna's intention was different. The content was different, intention was different. But therefore there was no question of any. And this is possible because of there is no false pride between the two personalities. So it is this false pride that actually not allowing us to surrender to Krishna. Therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explains, in his Sikshashtakam prayer, that one has to come to this level of humility. Trinadapi sunichena tararapi sahishnuna. Otherwise we have to tolerate the pangs of material nature anyway. So being humble and taking shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet is coming to this point of humility. So when one is humble in accepting the situation that we are in, when there is humility and there is the knowledge, then one will develop the ability to tolerate. The tolerance comes because of humility. Without humility, we cannot tolerate. Suppose somebody is proud, arrogant, then little thing goes wrong, one starts reacting very heavily. Right? Intolerance is because of pride, basically. Like you see nowadays, people are very careful in whether you are flying, like air hostesses and all this corporate culture. People are very careful about what they speak and what they don't speak. Because if you don't speak the right thing, little bit here and there, then you will be blasted. Because ego hurts instantly. So that all well-behavior manners is basically because the false egos are all over. A little bit poking the false ego, you should say the wrong word or give the wrong glance, you know, wrong demeanor, then there will be clashes and flight. It can go to any extent. So therefore, they are careful. But actually, in a fair relationship, even if Krishna could speak all these things, there is no, you know, it just got dissolved and it ended up in a more sweet way. The end of this conversation, where they're trying to hurt each other, in one sense, Krishna was trying to hurt Rukmini, poke her ego, in making the wrong choice, unintelligent lady, and whatever he said in this conversation, the end of this thing is actually more sweet because there is no false ego. Whereas in the material world, with material kind of this ego and all, people are very careful in mannerism and everything because little bit here and there it could explode. So that pride, when it turns to humility, that is actually knowledge and that gives the strength to tolerate. Otherwise one cannot tolerate. So humility gives the strength to tolerate. And when it tolerate, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Taror api sahishnuna. It is amanena manadena. Because one has the ability to tolerate, then one doesn't expect any prestige or false prestige, especially. But then, because one is not expecting any respect, one is able to respect others. Because the moment we try to expect respect, we cannot expect others. So that's how it works. So these are the golden words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the gifts to us. And in that set only we can chant Hare Krishna and take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And the more we associate with Krishna, the more we associate with His internal potency. The more we associate with the internal potency of the Lord, then we express the desire, okay, actually there is no pleasure here, there is only misery. What Krishna says in Gita, that dukhalayam asaswatam. Right? Then we understand that it is my desire that I came here, I left your association because I want to be the Lord. I wanted to enjoy. So that humble acceptance and admit, when we admit that and accept it and express the desire that actually I want to return. But that desiring, that expressing that desire comes after we go through this humility and the tolerance and respecting others. This respecting others is very important. All the classes come because of disrespect, basically. I was reading The Journey Home. Recently we were in Dev Prayag with a group of devotees. And we were discussing about Maharaj, Srila Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj meeting one saintly person there. His name was Kailash Baba. And he actually apparently saved Maharaj from drowning in Dev Prayag because of his powerful built yogi. And then he trained Maharaj in how to live with the animals of the forest, like the tigers, the serpents, so many different ferocious animals in the forest, elephants. And he was telling him, actually, we should not only respect the deities in the temples, like we have so many temples in India, so many deities. That is very natural. People go, ring the bell and fold their hand, put their head to the floor, bow down. But that is natural, because they have potency. They can benedict. So that respect is okay, but apart from doing that, we should respect all human beings. Not only human beings, he said we should respect all the animals, all the trees, the rivers, everything we should respect. And he said, if you give a person, even a wildlife person, the entity, living entity, living in a wildlife body, if we give that particular animal the space, his own space, and give respect to that space and that animal, then that animal will not attack you. They will in turn respect you back. And that's how these sadhus, they are able to live in such horrible places. I mean, forest may look very attractive, beautiful from a distance, but actually it's a very difficult place. Even, you know, at night, all the kind of animals, you know, make their sounds, and you can't block your ears. And you'll be like trembling in cave all night. What's happening? How long? How many years? How long one can survive there? So tough. But if the respect, the feeling of respect is there in the heart strongly, then there is no fear. And that comes by humility and tolerance. And if the respect is there, then there is actually a true saintly life. One can actually comfortably sit and chant Hare Krishna. And the chanting goes on like that, then one associates more and more and more with Lord Krishna, and His mercy, His grace will actually flow, and all will be able to come out. So the struggle is how to become humble. That is the struggle. And that is possible by associating and all these things, by accepting mercy of the Guru and Vaishnavas, it is quite possible. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Are there any comments? Any questions? हरिबोल. थैंक यू.
विष्णु प्रभुपाद की,
श्रीमद् भागवतम पुराण की